Humility Revisited, Luke 18, verses 1 to 17. Jesus then began teaching his apprentices about how it is necessary to always pray and not be discouraged by the chaos of civilization. Jesus said, "Once there was a city judge who neither feared the Creator nor cared about people. A widow in that city began coming to this terrible judge saying, 'Give me justice and save me from my enemy.' Initially, the judge was not willing to do anything because he did not care. But after the widow kept coming, day after day, he said to himself, 'Even if I do not fear the Creator or care about people, yet because this widow will not stop bothering me, I will give her the justice she seeks. I will do anything to keep her from wearing me out and exhausting me with her endless appeals.' The Lord Jesus said, 'Listen to what this unjust judge is saying. Even this terrible judge will give justice to those who persist in their appeals. In light of this, do you think the Creator himself will withhold justice for his chosen children who cry out to him day and night? Do you think the Creator will be slow in responding to his own children? I say to you, the Creator will give justice to his faithful people, and he will do it quickly. But this question remains. When the Creator comes to liberate the human one and his community, will he find any on the earth who are trustingly placing their whole lives into his hands?' Jesus then said this teaching for those hypocrites who are convinced they live in the Creator's justice while they despise others. 2 men went up to the Jerusalem temple to pray. One was an esteemed member of the political party of the Pharisees, and the other was a hated tax collector. The member of the political party of the Pharisees, standing for all to see, began praying these things: 'Creator, I thank you that I am not like everybody else, violent, greedy, a violator of sexual honor, or even like this treasonous tax collector. I go without food twice a week in order to devote myself to prayer. I give away 10% of everything I earn.' But the tax collector knelt far off by himself because he did not think he was worthy to stand or to lift his eyes to heaven. He was hitting his chest, saying, 'O Creator, I have been disobedient to your teachings. Please forgive me, return to me, and transform my life.' I say to you, it was the humble tax collector who was placing his life into the Creator's hands that was living with true justice, while the arrogant member of the political party of the Pharisees was not. Everyone who lifts himself up in ego, power, and wealth will be torn down by the Creator. But whoever lowers himself in ego, power, and wealth will be lifted up by the Creator." People then began bringing their infants to Jesus so he would hold them. But when his apprentices saw this, they rebuked the people for wasting Jesus' time. But Jesus called out to his apprentices, saying, "Do not stop them. Allow the children to come to me. For the Creator's rule belongs to those who are political, social, and economic nobodies like these children. Truly I say to you, you must become like a powerless and possessionless child to participate in the Creator's rule."